must feel really quite disappointed to lose that with a goal 4 minutes from time.
Yeah, it was a disappointing goal as well from a set piece. You should never switch off. I don't know what happened. I don't know who. I was saying there was a bit of confusion with maybe the substitutes that had come on. I wasn't quite sure of their job, but it was a bit, as you say, it was disappointing. And a game that I don't think we really maybe done enough to win, but we certainly didn't do enough to lose the game anyway. But, you know, I don't think they had one shot and it was off the bar. Jamie didn't have a save to make. So, yeah, disappointing. But they're the little things that you win and lose games by, and I said that you need to take responsibility in situations. It's the little things you need to make sure when a game's so tight like that and you haven't maybe taken the lead, then you've got to make sure you concentrate in all the wee situations like corners, like set pieces. And yeah, we've never done that and we got punished.
He's a really big guy, that suitor.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's a big boy, but we had plenty of height there. We had a few big boys in the back there, so no, it's just about taking responsibility, as I said, and make sure you're doing your job, and that could have been avoided.
You said Jamie didn't have much to do, but at the other end, maybe didn't give their keeper enough to do either.
No, I think we got into lots of kind of great areas, especially first half. You know, I think we dominated after maybe first 10, 15 minutes. We dominated the first half and played some really good stuff without really being like looking as if we were going to score, sort of thing. As you say, the keeper didn't have a lot apart from maybe a couple that were straight at him. It's only really shots I can remember having at him, but we got onto late lots of great opportunities and great areas that we could have done better on.
Any positives to take out of the game?
Yeah, there's lots of positives. There was some good performances there. I mean, I thought the back four did well. Two centre halves coped well. It was good timing there. Good to see centre halves coped very well. You know, there was lots of positives. It's not like it was a bad performance and we deserved to lose the game. It's far from it. There was lots of positives, but as I said, we did lose the game, and we can never be happy when we lose games. That's not what we're all about. So we can learn from it, and we'll go again in the next game.
And just when we're looking for Ryan Wallace to come through, it looks as if it's maybe another setback for him.
Yeah, I don't think it. I think it's obviously the same thing that keeps occurring. I don't think it's anything new. It's disappointing for the boy as well. He's, you know, he's desperate to get back, but you know, we'll see. We'll assess it, and you know, Kenny will have a look at it and whatever. And we'll maybe, I don't know whether he's going to go and see someone or something. We'll have to think about it in the next couple of days and see where we go from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.